Hello again, this is Dwayne with some more good stuff you really ought to know. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about parallel and contrary octaves. Sometimes you've probably heard me in my teaching do things like this. That sort of thing. Okay, those are parallel octaves that you're hearing there. Okay, what's going on is that the left hand is playing an octave and the right hand is playing an octave, and they're going the same direction. That's what makes them parallel, and they're basically a third apart, or another way of saying that is a tenth apart. In other words, if I play C and E together, that's a parallel third. But if I take that E and move it up an octave, that's called a parallel tenth, right? Well, if I play the C in octaves and the E in octaves, see, that's a parallel octaves, right? Okay, in tenths, or I mean, you could say in thirds if you play your hands close enough together, because my thumbs at this, what you're hearing right now, my thumbs are only a third apart, and yet the rest of it, you know, like it's a tenth from my little finger to my right-hand thumb, and it's, an octave and a half from my little finger to my little finger. So it depends on, you know, where you measure from. But in any case, you know what I mean, okay? Now, when can you use these parallel octaves? Well, whenever the chord moves up a fourth, you can do it. For example, if I'm moving from C to F, I can simply walk up in tenths or thirds. One, two, three, and I land right there. That's in 3/4 time. If I was in 4/4 time, then I'd have to start on beat 2, wouldn't I? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. So it's just a matter of timing, because you obviously can't get to where you're going until it's time to get there, right? So you want to delay that. Another thing you can do is do it in triplets, okay? In other words, if I went 1, 2, triplet, I could do it all on the third beat there, couldn't I? Or all on the fourth beat if I played it in triplets. Triplet, and then I'm there, okay? Because I'm breaking the unit of time down into three segments, right? Now, you can also do it, you probably wonder if I can go down. Yeah, you can. See that? In fact, that's a good exercise. Just go up and down. Go down. I'm... My left hand's going down from C down to G, and my right hand's going down E, D, C, B. Now go right back up where you came from. Just do that in a whole bunch of keys. Okay? And just get used to that, okay? And of course, there's many varieties to that. There's offset octaves. Lots of rhythmic varieties to that, obviously. Okay, another thing you can do is if you're going down a third, you can do it in triplets, or you know, take all three beats if you're 3/4 time. But you have to do it chromatically. In other words, not scale wise. See, this is scale wise we're talking about. We're just walking up or down the scale, right? But if you go down a third, or even if you go up a third, for that matter, you got to do it chromatically. Da, 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 like so, okay? For example, my left hand's playing C, B, B flat, A, and my right hand a tenth above that, E, E flat, D, C sharp. You see, you're landing on the A seventh chord there, or the A chord. You're going from C to A. Da, 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 okay? Now, you could do the same thing if you're going up to, well, say up to E flat. Just the opposite of coming down. Okay, so experiment with those parallelisms in octaves, if you would. You can do it in thirds first, just to get the feel, get the idea, and then use both hands and spread it out to octaves. Now, you can also do contrary motion. We just talked about parallel motion so far. Contrary motion is nice too, because it moves in opposite directions. For example, if your target is C, if you're going to the C chord, you can go up from G and down from F. Now, if that's, you know, if that's not appropriate, in other words, if you're on the G7 chord, you may want to play G in your left hand, the beat before that, and then get together, you know, on the next beat. One. So you've already played the G in the left hand, and then you come in on the F in your left hand on beat one. Okay, and there's lots of uses for these kind of things. Oops, I tripped. Contrary and parallel octaves, just more of the good stuff you really ought to know. Experiment with it, see what you can do with it, get what you can out of it, and let it hatch down in your subconscious mind. You'll come up with some ideas, and you'll start noticing things like that. That's the way it is with music. You get these little bits of knowledge tucked away, and they work on you, and you start noticing things in other music, and then ideas come to you in the middle of the night, and you get up and say, oh yeah, I could do this. You may not understand it very well now, but you know, just put it away and let it hatch. So, we'll see you next month as we explore a little more good stuff you really ought to know.